Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Judy Marnin. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Judy, it's time for the Athena Award nominations. And so being one of the recipients, I thought it'd be kind of fun to visit with you. And we need to let people know about the Athena Award. So we're going to tell people how to make the nomination. But let's start with a little background about the Athena Award. What does that mean?
Well, Athena was the Greek goddess of wisdom and, of course, one of the outstanding goddesses in the Greek pentathlon. And the Athena Award was begun in 1982 as a way of recognizing women leaders in the country. The founder felt that women were overlooked when it came time to award leadership.
Uh-huh. And she was a very active person, a very a leader in her company.
Yes, she was. She was from Michigan, and in fact, she was on the Lansing Chamber of Commerce board and realized that most of the awards were being given to men while women were actually doing a lot of the leadership.
And, you know, we should mention, Judy, although all of the Athena Award winners in our area have been women, the nominations are open to men.
Absolutely. And, of course, the main criteria have to do with supporting and developing women leaders and inspiring women to achieve their full potential. And there are many men who are very supportive of women and very inspiring of women. So that's certainly something to keep in mind.
You bet. And in the nomination, of course, the what you just mentioned, assisting women in reaching their full leadership potential, I think that is the most outstanding, the most important, perhaps, criteria in nominations?
Yes, it is. And very often people have sort of the misconception that it's simply honoring a woman who, in her personal life, does a great deal for the community. And while that is certainly important, and the Chamber does have awards for that kind of work, the Athena Award specifically has to do with helping other women become leaders.
Okay, and as you mentioned, community service is important, as well as some of the things they've accomplished in the past. And one of the things, Judy, that I've noticed in past applications is that people say, well, so-and-so deserves this award because they've assisted women, but they don't really tell why or how. And so it helps to be specific on the application.
Exactly. And specifically to emphasize their service to other women and how, in very specific ways, other women are being supported and developed and honored in their work.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of other things, of course, we should mention. I'll come back to the application a little bit. But this is possible because of a very important person in business in Atlantic, and it is the only Athena Award given in the whole state of Iowa.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing that back in 2001, when the first award was given, Scott Detter and his dad at Detter Motor Company picked up on this. And since then, they have sponsored the Athena Award. And it's a fairly sizable investment in continuing this operation, which is totally trademarked. There's a big organization called the Athena International. And so Detter Motor Company picked up on this and have supported it ever since. And this has been going on now for 13 years.
Yes, this will be an important one. It just keeps going on. And Judy, can you name off all the past recipients? If not, I have the list here.
Yes.
Maybe that's easier, but go ahead.
Yes, you were the first winner, well-deserved. And I was the second winner. And then the people who have won over the years were Leanne Pellet, Denise O'Brien, Carol Schuler, Margaret Slepsky. If you're checking them off,
yes,
maybe you can pick it up there.
Sure. Glenda Ferrier, Jan Kinnison, Janelle Hansen, Ann Pross, and Wendy Richter.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's good company to be in, right?
It is a very good company.
It's and I hope as people, we went through that list, that people will realize, although this is presented at the Atlantic Chamber, and it's actually the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Banquet, it is not something that's just for Atlantic residents.
Yes. We have a number of recipients, if they remember the names we read, that are not even in Cass County. Janelle Hansen is just over the border, but it's definitely an area-wide award.
Okay, so we need to remember that, making nominations. Now, nominations should be made right now. They're due December 5th to the chamber, and it's not a really difficult. It's only a two-page application.
Yes, it's not that difficult. You simply need to complete the criteria, and people who are going to nominate someone need to be looking for professional leadership, community service, personal leadership, and then any other additional information. So it's just basically four areas that need to be covered.
Yeah, and no additional information. You don't need to, letters from anybody else, whatever. But I do know, Judy, you've made nominations. I've made nominations. Other folks have. And you do need to kind of talk to people and be able to put this all together in a pretty short space. It doesn't necessarily have to fit this space, but we don't want pages and pages.
Yes, it needs to be very succinct, but very specific, as you said. And usually you can't gather information about someone in a vacuum. You do need to talk to people they've affected. And of course, it's all confidential, so you need to do that rather quietly.
Yes, and it's nice when it's a surprise, when the presentation is a surprise. It's been sort of interesting of how the nominee, the person who's been selected, has gotten them to that banquet, because it's nice to be a surprise.
Yes, and the winner is chosen by a committee that is not composed of anybody really associated with the award. It's kind of an objective committee. The person who nominated a candidate is not on the committee, and Scott Detter does not even vote.
Okay, so that's good to know. It's people who are going to look at these applications and don't even really know what the name is. Those are always blanked out. So really looking at what it says on the application. So that application is very, very important. Remembering that assisting other women in reaching their full leadership potential is the high priority. Judy, now this is a personal question. You know, what did it mean to you?
Well,
I know it's kind of hard, but...
That is rather difficult. I was an English teacher for many years, and I studied the Greek myths, and Athena, the goddess, was always kind of special to me. And I found in my work as a teacher and at Iowa Western that women did need a lot of support and encouragement, but the potential was so strong. And so... to receive the award personally was a great verification of what I already believe. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an honor.
It is very much an award honor. And in addition, you mentioned the support for this from Detter Motor Company. It's not a plaque you hang on the wall. It's pretty spectacular.
It is. It's a beautiful sculpture with a crystal and arms reaching to the sky, and very inspiring in itself.
All right. So, again, if you want to nominate somebody, think about some woman who makes a difference in the lives of other women. Now is the time to do that. And I know that if you remember any of the folks we listed here, and including Scott and all the past recipients, if you have questions or you need assistance, any one of those people would be happy to help. And the nomination forms are available through the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce.
And the deadline is next Thursday.
Yeah. Can you believe December 5? And you go, oh, that's in December. Oh, yeah. That's a week from tomorrow. So get busy. But you can do it. Right?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Judy Martin, for visiting with us this morning and encouraging folks to get their nominations in for the Athena Award.
My pleasure.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought. Live the life you have imagined.